From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Iraqi government commandos and tanks and helicopters continue to try to dislodge Sunni insurgents from Tikrit. Meanwhile, U.S. lawmakers are debating steps Washington should take. Republican Senator John Barrasso told CBS's Face the Nation the U.S. should be doing more.
There are a couple of things, and one is I think that Maliki needs to go. Number two is I think that we should be arming and should have been arming some of the opposition in Syria.
But on the same program, Democratic Senator Joe Manchin urges caution.
For us to jump in and try to take sides and put money in there or airstrikes or forces right now, not knowing who the friendlies are and not knowing if any equipment that we send over there will get in the hands of ISIS, all we do is exasperate the problem.
Today, the Iraqi military received 5 warplanes from Russia. Baghdad bought the secondhand jets to boost its arsenal. At the Supreme Court tomorrow, 2 cases remain to be decided. At issue in one case is whether a for-profit company, citing religious objections, can refuse to provide contraception services to its employees, services that are part of the basic preventative care package mandated under the Affordable Care Act. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports the other case has the potential to drive a stake through the heart of public employee unions and perhaps all unions.
The test case comes from Illinois, where 28,000 home health care workers voted to unionize. 3 workers, however, objected to paying what's known as fair share fees. That is, even though they don't have to join the union, they are required to pay their fair share of the costs of negotiating and administering the contract they benefit from. The Supreme Court has long allowed such fees to prevent non-members from free riding on union members' dues. But the current conservative court has not been enamored with labor unions, hinting just 2 years ago that it might be time to reverse the fair share rule. The Illinois case presents the opportunity to do just that. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
New York's governor has a plan to end the AIDS epidemic in the state by 2012. Sarah Gonzalez with member station WNYC reports.
The governor plans to bring down the numbers of new HIV infections to below epidemic levels. The Cuomo administration says it's dedicating $5 million to help identify those who are infected and make HIV drugs more affordable. At a conference before the annual Gay Pride Parade in the city, New York State Senator Brad Hoyleman said an estimated 22,000 New Yorkers don't know they're HIV positive.
Science has shown that if people get into treatment, they're less infectious. And based on that, we could actually solve the pandemic.
Currently, about 3,000 people are infected with HIV in New York State every year. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.
And this is NPR News from Washington. President Obama has selected Bob McDonald, a former Procter & Gamble CEO, to be the new head of the embattled Department of Veterans Affairs. A White House official says the president will nominate McDonald tomorrow. The 61-year-old is a graduate of West Point, and if confirmed by the Senate, he would succeed Eric Shinseki. Actor Misak Taylor passed away Saturday night. NPR's Sam Sanders reports the TV and film star was 67 years old.
Taylor is most remembered for his role as Anthony Bouvier in the sitcom Designing Women. That role earned him an Emmy nomination. But Taylor also starred in films, most notably the 1987 hit Mannequin. He played a window dresser named Hollywood Montrose.
Hollywood Montrose. Doesn't it just sing?
Oh, it sings, yeah.
We're going to have fun, fun, fun. I am so glad you're working here. I never thought they'd hire anyone stranger than me.
Meshack Taylor got his big break in the national touring company of Hair. Before his acting career took off, he spent some time as a radio news reporter covering Indiana politics. Meshack Taylor died of cancer. He battled the disease for years. He leaves behind a wife and 4 children. Sam Sanders, NPR News.
Gay pride parades were held around the world today. In the U.S., rainbow flags lined the streets of New York City's Fifth Avenue as politicians, including Governor Andrew Cuomo and the city's mayor, Bill de Blasio, walked in the parade. Marchers commemorated the 45th anniversary of the Stonewall Inn riots, credited with launching the modern gay rights movement. And in Chicago, it's the first gay pride parade in Illinois since same-sex marriage law went into effect. Festivals and parades were held yesterday also in Spain, France, Mexico, and Peru. This is NPR News.